Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Heath. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Zachary. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Chris Zachary. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The catcher, Greg Goosen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Danny Napoleon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow, who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Staub moves to third. It's 1-0, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Harrison moves to third. It's 2-0, Astros. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Bresud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Zachary covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow takes first base on ball four. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary strikes out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Goosen and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan bunts towards third. Bresud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Morgan scores. It's 4-0, Astros. Tug McGraw now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrison moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrison scores. It's 5-0, Astros. Dave Adlesh pinch hits for Bill Heath. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to third. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bresud fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Adlesh now catching. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon strikes out. One out. Johnny Lewis pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson bunts towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lewis moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Lewis now playing left field. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis bunts towards the mound. Hamilton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lewis. Staub reaches second base with a double. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Astros. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Goosen for a passed ball. Staub moves to third. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Harrison takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Goosen is hit by the pitch. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Goosen moves to second. Larry Elliott pinch hits for Jack Hamilton. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dick Rustek now pitching. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0 for 1 in the game. Adlesh strikes out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte strikes out. Two outs. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 2 in the game. Zachary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Zachary moves to second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Lewis moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rustek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Harrison hits a fly ball into left field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Goosen strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0 for 2 in the game. Adlesh hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Sean Fitzmaurice pinch hits for Dick Rustek. Sean Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Lewis strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fitzmaurice moves to second. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Fitzmaurice moves to third. Hiller moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Fitzmaurice scores. Hiller moves to third. Luplow moves to second. It's 6-1, Astros. Danny Coombs now pitching. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing first base. Sean Fitzmaurice now playing center field. Cleon Jones now playing right field. Bill Hepler now pitching. Danny Coombs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coombs hits a fly ball into center field. Fitzmaurice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hepler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Goosen strikes out. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bresut hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Claude Raymond now pitching. Sean Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fitzmaurice strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Harrison takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrison moves to second. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0 for 3 in the game. Adlesh hits a fly ball into center field. Fitzmaurice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stevenson pinch hits for Bill Hepler. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.